And Dao will have
won. And will have won the Rashad Gallon.
One thing I like to tell people, I said there's nothing good about the pandemic. It's affected all of us. But something happened. Now, in person, the Juno learners were getting together, maybe 8 to 10 of us at the most, in person. Once we started getting together on Zoom and advertising it on Facebook, our language community grew in leaps and bounds. The group got larger, and I would say stronger, because all of a sudden we had all this time. Mansandoga, Dikyat, Dewayu, Liggy, Nancy Barnes, and Amshiwampsh, Lakshkik Diptegu, Anna Benson Barnes, Wanadi Noyu, Ada Cecil Barnes, Wanadi Nagwadu, Lugal Simshian, Ada Alutik Nu. My name is Nancy Barnes. I'm Simshian and Alutik. My parents were the late Cecil Barnes of Cordova, and my mother was Anna Mae Benson Barnes, Simshian. And I am Lakshkik Eagle. So how has the language helped me the last, since the pandemic? I say that it has saved me in a way that it's just filled my heart. It's almost like when you start learning languages, indigenous languages, you see things a little bit different. You know, the words are so descriptive. It seems like every week when we're doing our Saturday class, I have a lot of those aha moments, and it keeps me feeling grounded. It's the best way that I could explain it. In the culture, language is so important. I think I'm still a toddler in the language, but, you know, just it makes you see things a little bit different. I don't know if that makes sense. How many speakers are left of the Shimalgik language? They're not very many, just a handful in Alaska. And that's another reason I think we're so passionate about this doing language, is because we know we're in a crisis situation. You know, we've lost a few fluent speakers since the pandemic started, so, you know, really can't go gather like we would to go comfort that person, the family, because of COVID. It makes you feel empty. Yeah, there's so many few people that have died, passed away. I haven't been able to have the final farewells. I've been to a couple of Zoom memorials. It's good that we did that, but it's not the same as being there with this in person. I think that when this is over, I'm thinking you're going to just see parties galore, traditional parties and memorials and gatherings, and I think we'll just go crazy with dancing. Our ancestors were very adaptive and resilient. That's what I keep saying. Like, okay, we can't do exactly what we've been doing, but how do we get around it? And so I think it's made us stronger. And the only other thing I want to say is, if I'm going to be somewhere in this pandemic world that we're in, thank God and thank goodness that we're in Alaska.